information, but the way that people are going to want the information is if there's value on the information. So you want to look at your very simple process. If you guys are sitting there, just pull up pathfinders.biz and go to the business tools page, and at the top, you're going to see a process. You've got a couple simple steps. You make contact with people. You do a quick ABC, which is something 10 minutes or less to build the interest and see if they're interested. That's the back of a movie box. And then you do your preview, which is what NECN is. I've never been one. When I present NECN, I don't know how to present part of NECN when I'm showing people what it is. NECN is a vision of NECN company, the five pillars of health. It's who we are and what we do. My job is to share with people what it is. So you begin with a small bit of interest, you know, which is your catchphrase, which, you know, is something that gets people to say, gee, you know, what the heck is this you're doing? It sounds great. Your process is not you trying to get people to do things. It's you trying to create values that people want to do things. With the e-tools themselves, when you've made contact with somebody and they want some information, I'm going to give you guys some guidelines tonight to being very effective with them, a couple things that will make a dramatic difference in getting around spam filters. Because you guys are definitely going to hit some spam filter issues if you use some wording in your subject lines and things that are things you want to stay away from. I'm going to try to help you with that tonight. But the biggest thing I want you to understand is this is a relationship business. Prospecting is 100% about relationships and building relationships. And the information is secondary to when that relationship is. And a lot of people, when I say that, I think don't know what it means. It's just getting to know somebody and what they want and asking questions. You remember last week we had Larry Profit on the call and those nine questions. And what are the nine reasons people do NECN? And the bottom line, guys, is if you find out why someone wants to do this, you can bring them into it about 70 to 80% of the time if you just feed that need and dump gas on that fire. If you find out they want to be retired or be home or whatever, if you present to them from that direction, you're going to have a very, very good result. And then execute your process. If you guys are out meeting people, you're leading with the osteodense like a lot of people are. You're leading with the water, you're leading with the air, you're leading with the skincare, like what Grace was just talking about. That's great. That's a focused, narrow interest creator. The way you bring them into the bigger NECN vision is by when they're looking at the skincare, drop little hints. Like, yeah, this is the greatest total wellness business. This is just a piece of it. I can't believe I get to work from home with this company. Drop hints that people can bite on. And when they say that, what is this? That's when you start your process, and your process should always be basically the same. You've got your 10 minutes or less piece. If you don't know what to do in an ABC, go to the business tools page about a third of the way down and download the ABC guide. A lot of you guys never know what to say in an ABC, and that guide is there to be, guess what, a guide. And if you take a look at what that thing basically says, when somebody's ready to look at this business, and all the ABC tools will basically cover these same dynamics. And I'm going to say this real quickly. A lot of you guys struggle with telling people just what it is. We'll dance around it. We'll talk around it. Well, I'm worried they're going to think I'm going to build the business. Well, I hate to tell you this, guys, but correct me if I'm wrong. You are building a business. So if they think you're out trying to build a business and get them to do something, isn't that exactly what you're trying to do? You guys see what I'm trying to say? Isn't it a little bit silly to be worried that someone's going to think you're trying to do something that you're actually trying to do?
You shouldn't be embarrassed about what you're doing.
No. I told you guys that last week, that you can tell when someone's ashamed of what they do. My cat, you can tell when my cat's ashamed for crying out loud. I'm not ashamed to make a living doing this because we're changing people's lives. We're the only billion-dollar company out there that is upsizing. So if you're worried that people are, you know, going to think you're trying to, quote-unquote, make money off them, that's precisely what you're trying to do, is build a business with them and make money with them. I hate to give you guys a newsflash, but if you make a dollar off one of your people, anyone want to take a wild guess how much they're going to make? The same dollar. You're splitting it. So you're not making money off somebody. There's nothing wrong with making an honorable living doing something that changes lives. I could care less if someone tries to think I'm trying to build a business, because that's exactly what I'm trying to do. You guys follow? This whole process is predicated on that issue. Everything I'm going to tell you tonight is predicated on you've got to give yourself permission that you can actually build this business. And so when someone says to me, wow, what is this company? Take a wild guess what I do. Anybody want to guess? I just tell them. I don't worry what they do. I don't worry if they like it. Don't worry if they think I'm trying to do X or Y. What I want them to know is I love the company, I'm serious about what I do, and I'm looking for partners. The gist of an ABC is what our company's all about. And if you guys look through that ABC guide, I tell them on the first slide, we're looking for business partners. Now, by the way, if I'm not leading, for example, with the Osteodent, in terms of an interest creator, I'm not looking for business partners at that point. Well, I am, but I'm looking to create interest. The people that I show the business, let me ask you guys this question. Who do you think are the people that we would show the business to? Anybody want to guess or just have a weigh in on that?
Someone that's expressed some interest?
Yes. So your basic job is to pry that lid open. I mean, your job isn't to sell just Osteodent to customers. You're not a store. Your job is to put people in touch with Osteodent with the intention of getting them to consume and connect into NECAN. I want you guys to get your minds open to the fact that you guys are building a network marketing organization. And in that organization, you're going to have customers, and you're going to have people who are customers that also refer people. So the more people you connect, the better it goes. So when someone says to me, jeepers, I want to look at the business, or gee, I want to look at the water system, I just do what they ask me to do. My business process doesn't change. My ABC basically goes when they want to look at the business, I'm looking for partners, let me show you what we're up to, you tell me if you're interested. Second page says we're founded on the five pillars of health. The third page says the history of the company and what we're all about. The fourth page says we're in the healthcare business and we've solved it on the fifth page with the wellness home. The sixth page tells them what we do. We work from home. The seventh page says why it's cool to do what we do. And the eighth page says what to do next if they're interested. So when I'm done giving the ABC, I just look at them and say, are you interested in knowing more? If they are, they either come to a preview or watch one. In other words, there's no inefficiency in my process. I'm simply meeting them, creating interest. At the point when they say they want to look at a business, I'm giving them basically that ABC. You can print it out, put it in a folder. You can use a video that does what the ABC does. You can do the ABC on the telephone, but that's the rough content, who we are, what we're looking for, and the gist of what we do with the intention of moving forward. That's your third step. If you guys do not have a process that flows to the next step, you'll have a process that nobody signs up with, or you're going to work and work and work and work and work. In other words, just have a real simple flow to it. Now, as far as the e-tools go, you guys are going to have all kinds of people interested in the product, from the bed to the water to the air, so they're going to have questions about things. What those e-tools are there's two kinds. There's arrows, which are something like, if I want to know about the water system, bam, here's the water system. I want to know about the sleep system, bam, here's a video on the sleep. I want to know about the skincare, bam, here's a video on the skincare. And then I've got my staples, which are my ABC and my preview, my business steps 1 and 2. Those don't change. When someone wants to look at the business, I do the ABC, I do the preview in that order. And then if they've got questions, I will use one of the arrows to answer a specific question, i.e. the Evite. But what I don't want you guys to do is sit there in front of your Evites paralyzed, wondering what to send people. In other words, here's the thing. If somebody wants to know about the skincare, what would you guys send them?
Information on skincare.
Right. And you're going to have all the Evites from .biz in there, from the skincare to the water, the rest to the air, or you can create your own. But don't send them some 14-page slideshow. Send them something about the skin. If someone has seen an ABC, the next step after an ABC is what?
Preview.
Come on, guys, you're killing me here. What's the next step after an ABC?
We invite them to a preview if they're interested, right?
Precisely. A preview. And here's the way you come to a preview. You can come to a live preview at a hotel or a home. You can watch it on the web. Or I can send you a video link with a video preview. Those are your three choices. Which one do you want? And then I just pick the appropriate Evite. Do you guys see how then you're using Evites? You're not trying to figure them out? You guys understand the difference in the two, what I'm trying to tell you there?
Yes.
Yeah, use Evites. Don't sit there creating them. You're not Leonardo da Vinci.
I think that also goes along, Rick, with what you're saying about building relationships. If you're talking to people and not just grabbing at people and trying to just send them whatever, you're going to kind of have a feel of what's going to be best for them anyway. And you'll get that as you have exchange of information.
Sure. Yeah. So when someone says to you, You know, explain that, Jackie. Say what you're going to say first, then I'll say what I'm going to say.
Well, if I'm building a relationship with somebody, I'm going to find out why they would even want to do this business. Whether I ask them the 9 questions or not, I'm going to be able to think about those things that is on Larry's thing, even though I haven't used it in the same way that he does. It's just not my style. But they're great questions. But if I know about them, I'm going to know, and I have the experience behind me to know why people would want to do this, and considering the economy, why people would want to do this. And in my questions, I'm going to ask those kinds of questions. Well, you know, what do you like to do with your free time? And do you have a lot of free time? But they're going to volunteer that kind of stuff as we get more engaged in conversation. Now, all of that isn't necessarily going to happen on our first encounter. And I think that's the other thing. A lot of people expect that, boom, you're going to shoot people with an arrow the first time, and they're going to want to do everything. It doesn't happen like that very often. You have to talk to them several times before you're going to get that kind of information from them that they're comfortable with you, and it's all about trust.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And people will trust you, I think, the most when you just talk to them and don't prospect them.
Right.
Of course we're prospecting people, but just talk to people and give them the impression you're trying to serve them with your prospecting, not sign them up.
Well, and I tell them exactly that. I am looking for business partners in my business, and I tell them why I'm looking for business partners. It may be something that's of interest to them. It may not be something of interest to them from a business perspective, but I know that they'll love the products, regardless of what their interests are business-wise. And if I'm up front with them, and I tell them that's what I'm looking for, if they're interested, great. If they're not interested, that's okay, too. But at least they know, and I'm not trying to play games with them and make them think I'm not prospecting them when I really am.
Yeah, I think declaring what you're doing and saying I'm looking for business partners. For example, when somebody comes to my preview, okay, if I'm inviting them out and I'm going to take the time to drive across town and they've seen something, what's the first slide of the preview say? What's across the top of the very top of that? Does anybody remember? You're here to evaluate a business, period. And I'm not going to drive across town 2.5 hours to sell somebody a mini. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to meet with people, and if I'm going to get people in a room, I'm going to show them the vision of NECAN. Don't be confused in your head about, what NECAN is, a product or a business. NECAN is what it is. It's a product and a business. Don't be confused by that, guys. NECAN is what it is. It's both. It's a product. It's a business. Some people use it different ways, but your job is to tell the story of what it is and let them choose how they use it, not make the decision for them that it's what it is. In other words, when I go into a room, I'm not concerned with anything other than just being a good explainer of what this thing is. And then I let them decide. Don't make the choice for somebody else about what NECAN is going to be for them. In other words, set yourself free from overthinking it. We're a great big company from Japan. We've been around for years. We've got great products. We're the answer to the wellness problem. And we've got a great business that builds balance and health in your life. And that's what NECAN is. And those of you here in this room tonight, or watching this Evite or whatever, you can use it for product, you can use it for business, you can use it for both, but that's what it is. In other words, NECAN just is what it is. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. And I'm not trying to just get yeses. I want to really make sure you guys understand. If you don't, NECAN just is what it is. From the time I got into business, Dennis Williams trained me. You do an ABC, and then you show them a preview. And in the preview, guess what you do? Here's who we are, here's what we do, here's what we have. Would you like to be a part? Don't get yourself all screwed up trying to give 75,000 different presentations to people. Guys, don't get yourself in the mind where you're going to custom make 5,000 presentations for 5,000 people.
Well, I think that's another point, too. If everybody looks at all of the tools we have in the actual process, the creating interest, then the ABC, and then the preview, if you really look carefully, it's the same information, just embellished.
Yes.
You open the crack of the door, and you let a little bit of light in, and maybe they want to open the door a little bit more, so you take them to the next step. You repeat the information you told them the first time, and then you give them a little bit more. And then the next step, you give them a lot more information.
That's exactly right. And so I just wanted you guys to understand tonight, don't be confused in your head about your prospecting. My business process basically doesn't change. I do an ABC or a version of it. I bring them to a preview, and then they're expected to make a decision. And if they have questions, I use one of the tools to do it. Now, where e-tools come in is they don't work any different than the tools did before. What they just allow us to do is do it more quickly. In other words, if a year ago I would have driven across town to drop you off a video, what I'm going to do right now is just email it to you. Does that make sense, guys? You see how it really doesn't change things? It just allows us to do it better. That's the thing.
It's important that people don't forget, though, when they do email it, to be specific about when you're going to follow up.
And yeah, it doesn't change that. That's the next thing I'm going to talk about, actually.
Okay.
So that's very true. Now, let me share with you guys some things about the Evites in particular. Now, your process, you know, do you guys understand why I talked about the process first before I even brought up Evites? Because you can't talk about Evites without talking about your process. It doesn't change the process. They fit under the same guidelines we've always used. So the bottom line, guys, when I'm sending them, a couple things you guys want to know. Now, the bottom line, there are words and phrases that if you put in your subject line or in the text are going to knock your email out of people's servers. If you guys go to Google and type in spam words, you're going to see something that says words and phrases that trigger some spam filters. Take a look at that and stay away from some of those words. For example, if you take a look, I'm opening it right now, words and phrases to trigger spam filters, you're going to see things such as reverses aging is one of them, free investment. You know, you guys can go check out all these words yourself. My page is loading up right now here. But you'll see there's words in here that you don't want to use. Multi-level marketing, believe it or not, is one of them. Let me see. Promise you. You guys can go and look at some of these words. But I highly suggest that you stay away from them as much as you can. I mean, you can't every time. So there's words that have, free preview is one of the words that will knock it out. Serious cash. All these sorts of things are words that will really get it. Compete for your business. I'm trying to look at all the things that are on here. Here's some of the words, too. Act now. Be your own boss. Big bucks. $1 billion. Pure profit. Real thing. All those things, guys. If there's two or three of those words in there, we'll knock out your email. So don't be overly concerned with this. Just familiarize yourself with it because they're important words. And now I'm going to give you some guidelines for using not only prospecting but for using your e-tools. First of all, here's the first guideline. Don't spend all your time recreating tools and sitting there like Irving putting together 800 complex presentations. Don't change your preview every week. You know, I wrote the one that I wrote. That's all I do. When someone wants to see Neekend, that's what it is. Leverage off tools that are created. If you want to use the ones we've created, use them. They're already track record proven. If you want to use somebody else's, use them. If you want to create your own, create your own. But find the tools that you use 80% of the time and stick with them and be done with it. Second, and this is from 21st Century Marketing from Small Business Magazine. And they're basically talking about how it's a new era for marketers. I'm going to read you part of this article from Small Business, and I'm going to post this for you guys later. It says, as we kick off 09, one thing is crystal clear. We're entering an entirely new era for marketers. Let's call this the year for building relationships. Right now, prospects want to make every purchase a safe one. That means they'll rely on companies or brands they know and trust. Closing sales will require a stronger emphasis on tactics that let you relate to customers one-on-one. Never been more important to craft a set of effective letters that you can customize for individual prospects. You think this was written for us, guys? Writing a letter or an e-tool takes a bit of time and know-how. Whether you use it to follow up a lead, close a hot prospect, or introduce yourself, a well-created letter / Evite will be one of your most powerful marketing tools. These are the 6 rules for helping you motivate your best prospects. You guys ready for these? Ask questions if you haven't got it. Number 1, set a measurable goal. Every good letter must be written to make something happen. Focus on that goal before you begin and decide what your letter / e-tool, just substitute that, must contain to produce the desired result. Make your tool worthwhile for your prospect, and it will reward you by advancing the sales process. If you're sending tools just to provide prospects with information, I want you to hear this. You are wasting your time.
Amen.
You guys hear that? I want to read it. that information, you are wasting your time. Anybody here surprised by that?
Nope. Nope.
I do not send people things for information. I send them because I want them to do something. Okay? I am not here to teach you about the water system. I'm here to move water systems. I'm not here to have people say, gee, is a neat can neat. I'm looking for business partners. In fact, when I invite someone to a preview, they may be evaluating NECAN. I'm evaluating them to see if they have the aptitude to work in this business. So that's number one, set a measurable goal. So when I send an e-tool, I'm saying to somebody, here's the information on the skincare you requested. Please review the information. Let me know any questions you have, and I can share with you how to get it if you're interested in it. Does that make sense, everybody, how that's got teeth to it, not just here's your stuff on the skincare? You want to have an action item. Number two, have a strong hook. Your letter has to immediately grab a reader's interest or it will be discarded as junk mail. Depending on the type of business you're in and what you're marketing, your hook can be a special offer or lead communicating unique benefit. When your letter follows a phone call, highlight the benefits your prospect desires in the first sentence. What do you guys think about that?
That's just writing rules, generally writing rules.
So if someone says, I want some skincare, I want some Osteoden, the first thing you're going to say is, it was great chatting with you the other day, and I know you've got an interest in building your bone health. Here is the Osteoden product we discussed. You guys see how right away it's got that right there in the first sentence?
Yep.
Or you told me you would like to find a way to stay home with your children. This presentation will give you the ability to have those choices, and so you're writing it right to their needs. Number three, convey a unique message. Have you ever received letters from competing companies with virtually identical offers? Chances are you tossed them because you couldn't tell one company from another. Take a look at one of your old letters. If it could have been sent by any other company, throw it in the trash. The message, pricing, and offers contained in your letter must be unique and compelling to tie into your brand. What do you guys think about that?
Makes a lot of sense.
Well, how does that apply to us?
Well, we got a lot of unique products.
Absolutely.
We should be able to highlight them.
Absolutely. So if you, Carrie, if you're going to send a letter about this business and you're going to invite someone to the WebEx Thursday night, what are you going to say in there that makes it not just another presentation on a home business? How are you going to differentiate so your prospect wants to come and be a part of that? What are you going to tell them?
I'm going to tell them it's a company that stands out above the others because of the quality of its products are backed by the mission, by the purpose of the company.
So you're going to right away pull us out of the muck?
Hopefully, yeah. Get us to stand above the other companies.
Gotcha.
Can you use your words from the weekend, say that we're a hybrid, or a 21st century hybrid, home-based business?
That's what I was just saying. Maybe you guys understand more why I put in that preview on the first page, the next generation of home business. What I'm telling people is I'm defeating the objection before it begins. I'm not saying that this is another home business with magnets. I'm saying this is a completely different type of organization. It's part major corporation, part home business, and it's part franchise in terms of the duplication. So you guys take a listen to that and always be differentiating. If you're running for office and you're running ads on television, you want to see why your candidate stands out from the other five candidates. It's so important to pull yourself out of that so you actually have so people will remember you. You don't want somebody to get your email and they got one from Shackley Herbalife and work from home paralegal. And they all basically say, if you do what we do, you can work from home. You need to have something that's a little bit extra and kind of stands out. So that's really, really important to differentiate. Rule number four, keep your reader in mind. Imagine your face. Now, by the way, this is a huge one. When you're sending your e-tool, imagine you're face-to-face with your prospect reading your letter aloud. You think that would change how you guys send e-vites?
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys ever thought about that? Do you ever get yourself in the mind that you're actually, that you're doing something different sending an e-vite? Would it change the way you write them if they were across the table and you were showing it to them on your computer? Just think about that. Very, very, very important. That's a very key point. So
hey, Rick.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
can I interject here just for a minute?
Please, you've got great knowledge to share on this. Go ahead.
Well, you know, what happened for me somewhere between January and February is that, first of all, I had my first ABCs, and
right.
They are by far the best way to get people from, ooh, maybe, no, I'm not quite sure, to let me evaluate this business. So I just want to go back to that, because what happens in that meeting is that third person is giving you the credibility so that you can evaluate that third person, this prospect, as
right.
whether or not you want to do business with them. And when
right.
you're sitting across the table from them and having the conversation, or whether you're doing an e-bite, even though I've sent out a ridiculous amount of invitations for this event, you could call it an e-bite, you could call it an email, there are oodles and oodles that I've sent by email. There are probably 50 where I went in and I said, hi, how's your kid? I know that this would be great for your class, or you can give these invitations away free to your business. I mean, I've tried in every sense possible to make a connection to that person on a personal level. That is the difference between having a job and doing something that you just love.
That is a great point.
If you're willing to spend time with that person, if you want that person to be in your business and thrive, and you want to see them everywhere you go, if you find someone that's a real go-getter, they're going to be calling you all the time. You better make sure that that's somebody you want to spend time with.
Absolutely. So you're
that personal connection is so, that's right, is so important. And your credibility is huge. The fact that you know all that you know about this business and that you are plugged in to a viable, wealth-building machine, you should feel like you are the cat who ate the canary. You have got the goods.
So, Grace, are you looking for what you can get, or are you looking for what you want?
I'm looking for what I can do to help other people. It's the one business I've ever found where having a heart gets you promoted.
Awesome. So then, and do you think people feel different energy when you're trying to help them as opposed to trying to sign them up?
Absolutely, and you're not trying to help them when they don't want to be helped. You know, there's a balance there, no?
Find people that are batteries included, as Dennis says, not batteries not included.
That's exactly right.
We spend a lot of time trying to get people that don't have batteries to act like they have batteries, don't we?
Yeah, that's beautifully said. I love it.
All right, well, let me finish this with, read that again. Where to go. Okay, imagine you're face-to-face. Your letter is a one-on-one communication with a real person. Don't come on too strong or overpromise. Use simple, direct language, not flowery prose or impressive vocabulary. In other words, stay in a sentence, not a paragraph. And because you really, and by the way, I'm going to tell you guys this with e-bites in particular, the more text you have on the e-bite, the more likely it is to get deleted. Everybody on this call, take what you say in a paragraph and say it in a sentence when you're prospecting. The more you say, the less success you will have in an ABC, in a one-on-one, at a preview, in an email. Do not send people five-paragraph emails and e-bites. Have them real quick and concise that do the thing. If they want something on the skincare, here's the stuff about the skincare. Watch the tool. I will call you and share with you how to get it if you want it. That's the end of it. And because you won't really be face-to-face, the look must convey your professionalism, so double-check for errors. Okay, so on your e-tool, you know, don't be sending out, make sure they're squared away looking. If you have to recheck them, send them to somebody else if you're going to be using it a lot. That's another advantage using the shared library, okay? Mine are actually being recreated by the RockLogic guys themselves. I'm not even doing it. They're doing it for me, which is really nice because I've got some complex links in it and stuff off the .biz website. So we're kind of having it professionally built, which is kind of nice. Here's the next one, rule 5, write about your customer. Write about the customer. Great prospecting e-tools and letters are directed outward. That means they stress what you, the customer, quotes, will get and not we, the company, quotes, provide. Highlight benefits front and center and use the body of your tool to describe the features. Then summarize the key benefit once again and close with the call to action that gives them a reason to move to the next step in your sales process. I'm going to read that again. Great letters are directed outward. They stress what the body of your e-tool to describe the features, then summarize the key benefit once again, and close with a call to action that gives the prospect a reason to move to the next step in your sales process. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Makes sense.
Anybody have any questions? In other words, why don't you guys give me some examples of when you're talking to somebody about our business, what are some things that we that the customer will get?
Knowledge.
No, they're not going to get knowledge from the company. They're going to get money.
Okay. Okay. Is what we're going to share with them.
Yeah, what are they going to get from being a part of the company?
Freedom.
Okay, the first would be money, potential for money.
Yes.
Freedom.
Absolutely.
Freedom.
Keep going.
Freedom to do the things they want to do.
Yes.
They can work from home.
Right. Now, let me ask you the question. What are the things, how many of you guys have ever written a prospecting tool or an Evite or even an ABC, and 80% of what you're telling them is about us? You guys understand what I'm trying to say when you're talking to a prospect about us instead of about what we can do?
I've done it. I know I have.
I've told them
how great and wonderful it is, and things like breath, and I haven't merely taken a breath to find out, you know, what thoughts are.
Is there a difference, guys, between we have a total wellness line, we're a multi-billion dollar company, we're in 37 countries, and we're a company that can help get you home because we're in 37 countries and we have a total wellness line?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That's what
big
I'm trying
difference.
To say. Talk that way instead of the other way and you'll get a great result, okay? Number six, make responding easy. No matter what type of letter or e-tool you're using, close by providing a clear and actionable next step. In some cases, the responsibility for that action, such as a written proposal or contract or order or sign-up, will rest with you. When a special offer has been made, you should make it quick and easy to take advantage of it through the phone, the email, or the post office, whatever. The fewer hurdles your prospect must jump, the more likely you are to close the deal or the sale. Which goes back to what I told you at the beginning. When I meet somebody and they say they want to look at the business, I execute my process. They're either going to get that 11-minute ABC flash presentation, I'm going to go through the ABC guide with them, and then at the end of that, they're going to come to a preview, watch a preview, or get on a WebEx. There's no collecting $200. There's no second choice. There's no another meeting. There's no going to Starbucks together. That's what's going to happen next, because that's what I do. And once the cowboy, when I sat down with you at Starbucks, what happened next? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was meeting time. It
right.
was decision.
When we were done with your ABC, what did I tell you?
Nothing.
Oh no, what was the next step? I'm trying to say.
Well, you told me you wanted to look at this information. You were going to get back with me the next day.
Right, and then when I called you, you looked at it. What did we say was the next step?
Get together.
Right, and do what? Do you remember what the next step was?
And we were going to talk about what, more in depth of what you had already told me, because before, when you first met me, you didn't tell me anything.
You were supposed to come to a preview, remember?
Right, but we set up a one-on-one at Karen's house.
That's right, and then what was the next step?
Preview.
Right, how long did it take you to come?
How long did it, I saw you the next day, and then the next preview was, 2 days later, I believe.
If you don't remember right, you didn't come, because remember you wanted to sign up, and we said come to the preview?
Right.
That's the point. In other words, I didn't give you five choices.
No, you said this was it.
What I'm trying to make to you guys is I cater to my prospect, but my process is what my process is. If you would have told me, Steve, that you wanted all about the water system, I would have given you information on the water system. But once you enter my business process, when we've done an ABC, the next step is that preview.
I wanted to make money, and that's exactly what you told me.
That's how the business process flows. What you guys will get if you have that simple business process is two things. One, you'll always know what to do. You won't have people floating around for 300 years so you don't know where they are. Number two, you're going to have a very simple, efficient model that you can duplicate. If your team knows you do an ABC and then there's a preview, and there's three types of previews, there's a WebEx preview, there's a live preview in a house or a hotel, and there's a video-driven preview, if your team has that, your team is going to be deadly efficient. If your team is have a gaggle of geese.
Well, Rick, with me, you focused in into exactly what I was looking for. And you didn't deviate from it.
Which was what at the time?
Well, I was interested in making an income, and you didn't try and sell me on products. You didn't try and take me anywhere else. You took me straight to where I wanted to go.
Absolutely. And part two, you were telling me the things I wanted to hear because you wanted to be a business partner. You guys, and then the way I looked at my process was real simple. I guess what I'm trying to say is, at the point when someone identifies themselves and wants to look at the business, from them, they're evaluating. For me, it's an aptitude test. I'm seeing if this person gets it and it's someone that we're going to work with. You know, this multitude of Evites, the way they work is they're specific Evites for specific needs. And then there's the general Evites that are my process. When I use the ABC, the 12-minute flash presentation, I just send it to them and say, hey, it was great talking to you today. I really enjoyed hearing, your story. I know that you'd like to be home with your children. This 12-minute short presentation will show you how you can be home with your children, and it will give you enough information to see if what we have is perhaps what you want. Once you have seen this flash presentation, if it looks like something that's up your alley, the next step will be a get-together that we have in Round Rock Thursday evening, or I can come or I can share with you a way that you can get the whole picture of Nikan. So I've got it all right there. And then when I call them back, my question is not, what other 8 Evites do you want? It's, did you like that one, and are you ready for the next step? Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah, and every time you talk to somebody about anything, you seem to be setting up the next step.
Well, if you're in business, that's what you do. I mean, there's a rule in business, never have a meeting without an outcome. Or else what you just did was have a meeting about the meeting.
Right.
So you always want to have that next outcome set up. So with your e-tools, less is more, be concise, follow these 6 rules I gave you tonight. Don't put a ton of text on them. Don't have an e-vite that's got 5 different videos on it and 35 different, things that it does. Have it do one thing and do it well. You know, don't use the spam words. Write the e-vite directly towards what they want, and have Evites that are ready to go that you're going to use on a regular basis. Don't be constantly recreating Evites. Okay, don't be sitting there recreating. I'm telling you guys, I don't do it. I created them once. That's the last time I'm going to do it. Unless somebody wants something, off the wall, then I'll put it together. But I'm not going to spend time doing that. And when I'm out prospecting, I don't have a giant confusion in my head. I'm looking for people that get it and want to build it. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to convince people who don't have an aptitude to have an aptitude. If you're the kind of person that's out leading with products, i.e. osteodense, the water system, the skincare, whatever, that's fine. Get it out there and blast it. But have your Evite. If you're going to lead with osteodense, you darn well better have an Evite that's real compelling and is very good at doing just that. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to figure out some way to tell people about the bigger picture of Nikan, or you may as well open up a store selling something. We're not salespeople. I mean, people say, well, I'm going to lead with osteodense today. I remember 10 years ago, and Jackie, you do too, people were just going to build just with MagStep.
Yeah.
It's no different. Just because it's got a sexier marketing behind it today, using one of our products is, at some point, guys, you're going to have somebody say, how do you build this business? And you're going to have a lot of explaining to do when they see 200 products. They're going to figure it out anyway. So when I'm talking to somebody, if I'm going to lead with the skincare or the osteodense, which seems to be pretty common, I'm going to say we have this great solution for osteoporosis. It's a great thing. It's one of the greatest products ever invented, whatever. I'm going to say, check this out, and if it looks like something can fit your needs, let me know, and I'll show you how you can get it at a wholesale or simply, begin the process of using it. And then you're going to have something on there when they do become someone that wants to actually buy it and become a distributor. You're going to have to tell them at some point, this is a small part of a bigger picture. If you'd like to find out the whole power of the world's only total wellness company, I invite you to a webinar Thursday night to learn the power of Nikan. You guys see how you can segue that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Quit being so quiet, guys. I need your help.
No, we can hear it.
Yeah, you see how you've got to have that segue on there? Maybe you're going to do it at your welcome letter. you know, where you're going to invite
right.
somebody, now that you're a part of this great thing, come on Thursday night and find out all of your kung fu powers. You know, kind of a show them what they've won, Johnny. You know, that kind of a thing.
And always remember, even though we have all these great tools, it doesn't negate the relationship.
No, and that's the thing. If they're not excited about what's coming in their inbox, it's going to sit right next to the Viagra and the American Airlines e-pass statement. And they're going to delete it. In fact, I'll tell you guys right now, they're going to delete it faster in email than they will if it's a video at home that they throw away. Email has no value. So what you've got to do is you've got to be like, you know, in fact, here's something to think about in your head. Instead of, I'm going to send you something, watch it, and I'll call you. Have them say, I'd love some information, and then you should have in your head, sure, I'd be happy to send that to you tonight, so they feel like you're actually being nice by sending it to them. You want to have that where you're doing it to help them. Yeah, I'd be happy to send you information. In fact, when you get home tonight, it'll be there, and I'll call you and make sure that it came, because sometimes email is funny. And of course, you'll know if you're using the Rock Logic in touch, it's got to whether they've opened it or not. But the thing to do is say, yeah, I'd love to send you the information. You want that person to say, I'd like some information. I want some information. In fact, if you can get them to utter those words, that email is probably going to be open 90% higher than if they don't. And if you guys ever feel like you're convincing somebody to come to a meeting or read the email, then you may as well not send it. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself in a position where they're asking. You'll have a lot more effect. So keep it simple. Follow those six rules. You know, write the email to them. Keep it specific and focused. Find ones that really work. You're better off with using the 20% of Evites that are 80% most effective than micromanaging with 300 that maybe do something. If you're going to lead with one product technology, have a plan for opening them up to the bigger Nikan vision. Like when we're doing the mother-daughter thing Friday night, you know, we're going to pretty much be focused on skincare or something like that, because that's what it's built for. But you're going to want to have something like, yeah, this is just a part of a magnificent company dedicated to changing lives around the world. If you'd like to find out more, then have your next step outlined. Have some plan, because it's just not a plan to show somebody just one of our products, unless you just intend on having a bunch of retail customers that are blind to the rest of the company. You guys see how a one product approach is not functional beyond that outreach step. In fact, it's designed not to be functional, because at some point they're going to be really surprised even if they come on board. So if you don't have a plan for that, you guys follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm hearing a lot of people now doing like a one product approach, and if you're going to do it, but use it like a reach out method. If you're going to lead just with Osteoden, just in your mind, have it be a reach-out method, no different than running a resume ad. You're just using a different fish hook. But what your goal is to have somebody say, gee, what is this? And then you execute your process, your ABC and your preview. And it's real easy from there. And then once they do their preview, you do your sponsoring. Simple as that. And when you get a regular rhythm going with it, now you guys understand why you do your numbers. Here's how many ABCs I've done. Here's how many people came to previews. Do you guys understand that when you're building a network, how many people you showed the water video to is not organic to how many people are coming into your business? Because the numbers that we're going to count are the people that are coming on board to network. So if you say you did 7 ABCs, that's 7 people that looked at the business, not 7 people that got a video on how the joint complex can help their elbow. And I'm not demeaning that. I'm just saying that your goal has to be getting belly-to-belly with people that want to actually look at building a network. So we're just not going to count when it comes to being a professional network or other things that are basically interest creator and volume fatteners. Does that make sense, everybody?
Well, I think that's a key point, too, because even though it's great to have great volume and do a lot of sales, if you want to move up to the ranks, and you have to have people underneath you wanting to move up as well in order to get the bonuses and the car and the home and yada, 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 you can't just have $500,000 worth of volume, because even though that's great, it's a one-time thing.
Yes, and that's sales. We're network marketing.
Right.
And by the way, sales are great. If you want to pump your volume up and use
right.
the reach-out method, do it. I mean, fantastic. But what we're going to track as a networking call is your network marketing organization building. Hypnotics are great reach-out methods.
Well, and that's what retires you, the residual income. And you don't get residual income from sales directly.
No, absolutely not. So if you're going to lead with one product, do it with a plan. You guys all with me on that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You don't want to be limited.
Right.
Right. Well, or else you are. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, whether you're limited, whether you think it or not, there are another 190 products, right? And so you've got to have a plan for that. Use your osteodense carry like a reach-out tool.
Right, and I think it's important that, and I think you said it, but just repeat it, we're not saying don't have sales. We're saying make sure that that's not your whole plan because it won't retire you.
No, and you know, I've got, like I said, I really want to say this again. I've got my business process down. It's an ABC and a preview, and I've got three forms of a preview. That's what I do, period. Don't pass go, don't collect $200. That's what I do. I'm not going to deviate from it because then I'm inefficient. I know exactly what I'm going to do when I meet somebody. I'm going to talk to them, do an ABC. They're going to come do a preview. Are you guys with me on why? You guys see the efficiency in that?
Yeah.
Carrie, when you sit down with somebody, print out that ABC guide if you want to use that. Here's who we are. Here's what we do. Does this sound great to you? And then spend your time talking about relationship stuff. And then at the end of that, say, well, your next step's a preview. You get to see the product and meet the people. You want to come Tuesday, or you want to watch it on the web Thursday? Or you want this video? You see how much easier that is than, okay, we had our meeting. Now let's try to come up with something to do. Let me send you a brochure on skincare, a video on water, a doctoral thesis on magnets in the blood that was published in a journal, and then I'm going to come over and have you introduce somebody that their back was helped by it, and then I'm going to get you on the phone with somebody. I mean, you're going to get a meandering, gigantic process. It's just real simple. That's why when I came to town this Sunday, remember we had that conversation, well, this person wants this presentation, and that one wants that, and this is why that person came to the preview. Not what I do. I've got an hour. I'm going to tell the Niken story. Follow me?
Yes. Makes far more sense.
Yeah, and part two, it's not me making up the Niken story. Niken is what it is. Like, if I asked you guys, could you please describe a bread box? You know, it's a foot long by 6 inches high, and a bread loaf fits in it. Whether you're a supporter or a promoter, it is what it is. A basketball is orange and round. I mean, if you guys were asked to describe a basketball, would you have to come up with a plan? It's orange and round. So if someone says, I'm coming to the meeting, tell me what Niken is. We're a 30-year-old Japanese company. We have the only total wellness plan, and we work from home. Here's how you go silver, and here's how you start. I mean, you guys see the logic in that and how it's just it's the compass pointing due north?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then part two, you can't run 50,000 people through your process in your group unless you have a process. I mean, how in the world are you going to build a group that goes 100 people deep and have 35,000 people in it if your process is whatever comes to mind?
And the more people you have to run through, the more you better have it down pat or you're just going to be going nuts.
So what I'm trying to tell you guys is maybe you understand differently what some of the methodology behind even the process we have set up. Take that silly WebEx on Thursday night. You guys around the country that don't have a preview like we do here in Austin, or if there's just three of you in the living room, you realize the power you're going to have of having a guaranteed set time and place every week to drive prospect towards? Go ahead.
Tonight, Rick, is have a process.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
Well, I'm not even talking about what we do. Have your own. I'm just saying that's why I did that for my organization. Because I want people having a place to take people. So if I meet you at Monday at Starbucks, we're not sitting there eyeballing each other. Well, what do you do next? Well, I don't know. We'll call you when we have a preview.
Exactly. Have a process.
Yeah, or even you sit there and say, well, we're having a preview Thursday. It's super exciting. And they show up and there's two people staring at each other in a living room. And the prospect's uncomfortable and everybody eyeballs each other. It's easier to have people to leverage off of and to have that. And if you guys are running the WebEx, too, and if your people can't make it live, they can watch it from home. See, in the old days, you know, you can hand out videos. Have a preview. I don't care if you use the WebEx or not, but have a weekly preview you can drive people towards and have it set. And then as far as the e-tools go, see, you guys notice, I told you I'm going to talk about the e-tools in tonight's call. Have you guys noticed I don't draw a distinction between the e-tools and the tools. It's just a matter of how you get them to people, but there's no functional difference in the two. They do the exact same thing. One just does it more efficiently. But the blowback on the efficiency is an email has less value because there's nothing in their hand. So the trade-off for efficiency is you have to build more value. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Well, and they're getting bombarded with emails all the time besides, so it has to stand out somehow.
Yeah, so an e-tool, the trade-off for the efficiency is the lack of as much value. But you know, if I'm going to talk about the process, the e-tools fit. In other words, an e-tool is the exact same process item as a video. An e-tool e-card is the exact same process item as a skincare brochure. An e-tool ABC is exactly the same as a live ABC. So the information is the same. The delivery just is a different delivery vehicle. I don't want to beat this to death, but I really noticed last week the questions I was getting, it's like people had this brand new novel thing that was going to change what they do. And it will. It will make what you do more efficient, but it won't change what you do. It just makes you more powerful. Is all with me on that?
Yeah.
So keep them simple and have fun. And would it be of value if I posted those six things from this marketing journal? Were those of value to you?
That would be great.
Oh, yeah. Want to see those.
All right. I will have those out by tomorrow. I will post them either on the website or email them out. But those are really good for prospecting in general. In fact, I think those are just good prospecting tips, period. You know, just to keep people on the straight and narrow. So next week, don't forget, we're going to come back at 9 Central Time. And like I said, I know there's no perfect time, but we're going to have Kevin Griffin again. I highly recommend you guys get on the WebEx that are listening here early because it's going to be jammed. Last week we had almost 3 people for every 1 person on the WebEx. There's an upper limit on WebEx of 200, so there's just nothing we can do about it. So come back, get ready, and he's going to drive you through it again. And you'll have the tools to these rules to help you utilize the e-tools and make them deadly efficient. And I think that when you combine the knowledge of how to use them with the functionality of how to use them, you guys should be some pretty magnificent prospectors, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Anybody have any comments or thoughts before we all beat feet?
Hope you have a great week, everybody.
You guys, too, and I'll see you next Monday. And remember, get your summit tickets. It's going to be the greatest show on earth. The Ringling Brothers got nothing on it, so it's going to be pretty cool. So we will see you guys next Monday. Have a great one. We love y'all, and thanks for a great call.